USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passed a resolution blocking President Trump from using military force against Iran without congressional authorization. In the latest bipartisan effort on Capitol Hill to rein in presidential war-making powers. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton voted against this bill and tells Fox News why.
I'm very disappointed that the Senate didn't decide that the president as commander-in-chief should be able to use the armed forces to protect our country, to protect our troops against designated terrorist organizations. That's exactly what Qasem Soleimani led last month whenever our armed forces killed him as he was planning an attack against American personnel.
The bill is expected to head to the Democratic-controlled Congress later this month. In an interview on ABC News, Attorney General Bill Barr says President Trump's tweets about the Justice Department make it impossible for him to do his job. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
The top House Democrat is calling on Republicans to speak out about what she says is President Trump's latest abuse of power. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters at the Capitol that President Trump was again abusing his power by trying to publicly influence the sentencing of his longtime ally, Roger Stone, who was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress.
This is an abuse of power that the president is again trying to manipulate federal law enforcement to serve his political interests.
And Pelosi suggested that Attorney General Bill Barr is enabling President Trump, calling Barr a sad disappointment for the nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
South Carolina police are confirming the body of a missing 6-year-old has been found. KC Public Safety Director Brian Snellgrove says searchers discovered the remains of Faye Marie Swetnick this morning. Details are not being released. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Something deep in space is sending radio signals at regular intervals. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us it could be occurring naturally.
For the first time in history, researchers say they've picked up a radio signal from a single source in outer space that repeated at certain intervals for more than a year. And in this case, the pattern came and went roughly every 2 weeks. Collaborators from the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment and Fast Radio Burst Project said this particular signal began every 16 days from September 16th to October 30th. The origin was a galaxy 500 million light years away. Some researchers suggest the repeating signals were caused by a source that was orbiting around a star, explaining why they would stop for a precise period of time. Scientists say they doubt the signals are from extraterrestrials. They say so far there's no detectable pattern that would suggest there's a sentient hand at play. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A retired New York cop was reportedly punched in the face at his 50th birthday party for wearing what a woman mistook as a Make America Great Again hat. Daniel Sprague, a former NYPD detective, says a woman punched him in the face at a Nashville music venue over the weekend because his hat looked like a MAGA hat. Instead, it actually read, Make 50 Great Again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.